Welcome to the Affirmation Meditation Podcast. I'm Bob Baker, and among other things, I'm an author, musician, coach, mentor, and improv comedy instructor. In 2017, I took my small YouTube channel and turned it into the premier destination for affirmations and inspiration, with hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. I started this podcast soon after, and it now reaches nearly 100,000 people a month. I'm on a mission to inspire and uplift humanity, one positive thought and one inspired action at a time. Thank you for joining me in that effort. Please visit my website for a free gift. And while you're there, learn more about our High Vibe Tribe community, as well as mentorship opportunities where I can help you grow a YouTube channel, attract an audience of raving fans, or manifest more abundance into your life. You can also get a copy of my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com. After publishing more than 500 affirmation videos on my YouTube channel over the past 5 or 6 years, this is the first time I have dealt directly with this particular topic. And if you are a specific type of person that deals with this issue, this could really transform your life and your relationship with affirmations and positive self-talk. So stay tuned. Welcome, I'm Bob Baker, and here on my channel, I feature affirmations, meditations designed to improve your life. So if you don't already, please subscribe to the channel. So after doing this for a number of years, I'm very blessed to know that tens of thousands, actually hundreds of thousands of people have experienced dramatic improvements and shifts in their life listening to the affirmations that I create here. I'm so blessed and honored to play that role in so many people's lives. However, I also know that when some people come to affirmations, perhaps for the first time, or if they're going through a dark period where they're struggling, the affirmations can be less effective. And the reason is they don't ring true for where the person is at that particular time. And no matter how often they state the affirmations, the little voice in their head is going, "That's not true. You're not confident. You're not abundant." And I get that. The affirmations you say to yourself should resonate with where you are and where you feel confident that you are heading. So if you've ever felt this way with affirmations, maybe you've even been doing them for a while and benefited, and suddenly one morning you're not feeling it, this just might be the perfect approach to take. So in this recording, I'm going to break with the traditional approach to affirmations, where you're supposed to say them in the present tense, as if it's already happened, as if you already embrace that quality. But if you're not feeling it, you might have to take a different approach. And the way we're going to do that is through what if questions. That's right, we're going to go through a series of topics. I'm going to prompt you with the questions I want you to ask yourself. And as you think about these prompts that I'm going to give you, I just want you to open yourself up to the possibility of what if your life could be improved in these different areas. You're not claiming that that's what it is now. You may even lack a lot of confidence that you can achieve any of these goals. But I hope that you at least imagine what's possible if these things were to occur in your life. It's just a softer way to approach them. You'll see what I mean as soon as we start going through them. So it would be best if you could clear away any distractions around you. Give yourself permission to focus on this recording for a few minutes. Take a deep breath. And we'll start with the topic of money. So if you're struggling in this particular area, which if you are, you are not alone, I want you to consider this question. What if I could earn more money and be more financially stable? Just ask yourself that question. What if? What if you could earn more money and be more financially stable? What would that look like? What would that feel like? Another question you could ask yourself on this topic is, how would my life be transformed if I experienced more prosperity? And just visualize the possibility. No pressure, but what would that feel like? What would it look like if you got there? Let's move on to the topic of career and your livelihood. Ask this question of yourself. What if I had the job or ran the business of my dreams? What would that look like? What would that feel like to have that position at the ideal company or to be my own boss? How would your life be transformed if you had that job, or if you ran that business? You see, all we're doing here is considering possibilities. You're just opening yourself up. You're just creating a little crack in that resistance you may be feeling. You're taking a little glimpse into what is possible. Let's talk about health. What if I could improve my health and live a more healthy lifestyle? Great question. What would that look like for you? How would that feel? How would it improve your confidence, or the way you felt in your clothes, or the thoughts you have about yourself when you look in the mirror? Ponder that for a moment. What if you could improve your health and live a more healthy lifestyle? Here's another question. What if I had more confidence? How would I carry myself? How would I speak to others? What sense of authority and comfort in my own skin would I feel if I had more confidence? And how would that transform my life? Now on to relationships. What if I had the ideal life partner? What if? Or what if my current relationship could simply improve? What would that look like? What would it feel like to have a partner that you connect with? Someone who supports you and loves you? How would your life be transformed if that were the case? Another question. What if I had a supportive social network of people who loved and supported me? This includes your family, your friends, your neighbors, your community. This could be people that you meet with in person or online. But so many people are isolated these days that this may or may not be part of your reality right now. So what would that look like? How would it feel to have these individuals, a phone call, an email, or a text away? How would that transform your life? One more question. What if I could truly express my creativity and show up as my authentic self? This is a great one. So often we downplay and suppress our gifts. We play small, afraid of what people might think of us. But what would it look like if you could just truly express who you are and your creativity, let your personality shine? Imagine other like-minded people responding to you positively. How would that make you feel? So whenever you're confronted with a challenge in your life and doing the normal affirmation and personal development work just does not seem to be ringing true, this is a great tool that you can turn to. Ask your series of what if questions. If you can't embody feeling that way now, then just consider the possibility. What if this particular aspiration came to pass? What would it look like? What would it feel like, and how would your life be transformed? You do this over time, and you'll find yourself more and more warming up to the idea, and you'll get to the point when those normal I am statements are starting to ring true. You feel better about them. And then you start taking action from that position of strength and confidence, and slowly but surely over time, the circumstances of your life change for the better. You feel better about yourself. People are responding to you in more positive ways. It's a beautiful thing. Just continue to focus on your self-improvement in whatever manner works for you at any given time. This is Bob Baker, and I want to encourage you to visit my website at bobbakerinspiration.com. While you're there, click on the tab that says Tribe and learn more about our High Vibe Tribe online community. If you want to be uplifted by connecting with Pookie and I and our global family, you'll find a warm welcome group there. You can also fill out an application for the VIP mentorship program that Pookie and I offer, if that speaks to you. You can also check out my book, The Power of Affirmations and Positive Self-Talk, available pretty much wherever books are sold online. All right, congratulations on sticking with me to the end of this recording. That shows me that you're serious about this topic. Have an awesome day, and until we meet again, so long for now. Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, I want to remind you to get your free copy of Turbocharge Your Life, 5 Steps to Unleashing Your Purpose, Passion, and Play. It will be well worth you taking a few seconds right now to go to bobbakerinspiration.com to get it. That's bobbakerinspiration.com. The 5 simple steps we cover will help you overcome the obstacles you currently face and inspire you to live a more purposeful and passionate life. You'll learn how to identify what's holding you back and dissolve the hurdles that are slowing you down, how to install a new belief system and behaviors that will empower you and up-level your life. We also share the secret ingredient that will lead to your personal transformation. The end result will be that you become a full expression of your authentic self. Again, this guide is absolutely free and waiting for you right now at bobbakerinspiration.com. Go there right now before you get distracted.